This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cancer. A leak or a hack? Pentagon and FBI investigators are trying to determine how classified U.S. intelligence documents got posted on the internet. The detailed equipment and munitions Israel might use as war to launch a retaliatory strike on Iran.
These documents got out, and one of the things that's really important is that the United States is trying to ascertain right now whether this is the result of a leak from inside or whether it's someone who had access from the outside.
ABC's Rudy Martinez. Vice President Harris campaigned with Republican Liz Cheney in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Washington Post polling continues to show a tight race in the battleground states with numbers within the margins of error. When was the last time you got rain where you are? Federal planetary scientists say three-fourths of the U.S. is abnormally dry, with nearly half officially in drought. This is ABC News. More lawsuits asserting sexual improprieties from jailed entertainment mogul Sean Combs.
There are seven of them in total, but mainly filed here in New York are alleging sexual assaults and druggings from 2000 to 2022. So a full two decades plus of alleged misconduct by Sean Combs. And the plaintiffs vary in age, they vary in gender, but they all tell a same similar kind of story, and plaintiff's attorneys say it's become shockingly familiar.
ABC's Aaron Petroski. For their contributions to American culture, President Biden bestowed 39 individuals with National Medals of Arts and National Humanities Awards.
They're a truth teller, a bridge builder, a chancellor. Above all, the master of their craft, the made us a better American.
Recipients include filmmaker Ken Burns and historian John Meacham. I'm Richard Cancer, ABC News.
We encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads for issue and tax groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloween.
A lazy Halloween.
I just wear a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener.
Nightlife with Peach Wamba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Some clouds and a low of 52.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
To 10 miles
share your
per
thoughts
hour.
When you find and follow
Tuesday,
Civic Media on
a few
Facebook,
sprinkles possible
X,
in the early morning to early afternoon. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a
Civic
low
media
of 47.
News. I'm Derek Tritz.
Sunny, breezy, and much cooler Wednesday and 56.
Kamala Harris is taking her
Thursday,
message
63.
To
with morning sunshine and a 40% chance of light rain. Friday, decreasing clouds, breezy and cooler, and a high of 55.
And conservative commentator Charlie Sykes. Both have endorsed the Democrat. They say Donald Trump is too dangerous. A public school administrator in Northwest Wisconsin is in big trouble with the law. Here's James Kelly.
Former Wentworth City School District Superintendent Tim Johnson is facing 17 felony charges, including theft, money laundering, forgery, and misconduct of office. He's accused of taking over $90,000 through his position as superintendent and not completing university classes for which he was given over $200,000. Johnson stepped down from his position for false HR charges earlier this year.
And that's what you need to know.
Wanted me to get that, calling me for that. bad situation, man.
You can count on that first limo leave, a physical limo leave, you know, what I say.
The Badgers are Western Evans through 23-3 in Wisconsin Street. Coach Brady Collins challenged the players to do the job of Lake Michigan if they got the win.
He was going to go in the lake. Whether they were going in the lake or he was going to jump in the lake, which was about 3.5 minutes ago to the team. I looked back to one of the guys and said, make sure we find a path to get into that lake. So it was a great celebration.
That's how you take it. I'm a meteorologist, Rodney Price. Partly mostly cloudy will be overnight with south winds. Temperatures in the lower 50s at daybreak. On Tuesday, just a couple of showers, especially the first half of the day. Clouds will be way to some clearing. High temperatures will warm to the middle 70s. Currently 56 degrees.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, early voting starts in Wisconsin. Trump says all the geese are missing. Louisiana's Ten Commandments goes to court. Plus, overtime with Mega Dom.
Tune in. The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. News from the center. WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Circle T.
Studio in Racine.
Radio Park,
baby, on the south side of Racine. Thank you so much for joining us. You can always call and you can text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Give comments if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very busy show for you today. Retired Major General Chris Stanley, who's with National Security Leaders for America, will be joining us at 10:33. Is one of about 1,000 members of National Security Leaders for America, all very much concerned about the implications of a second Trump administration. He's a retired major general, I think he knows from what he speaks.
I was looking to talk to him about the woke challenge that I leave you for good.
Yeah, the president thought also over the weekend,
now I know I never could.
And already recently commented on his Twitter account. Boy, did he get schooled.
But you stood there patiently.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to him.
Yeah.
Love having him back on the show.
He is an oil and gas industry expert.
Heaven knows the kind of man
he
knows of
what he speaks. He has got facts to annoy pretty much everybody.
Yeah, he
really does. And he's a people opportunity. Every
on Friday night.
On Friday.
On Friday, yeah. Tammy Baldwin, Senator Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin, going up against California life coach.
I don't like the way you've been treating me lately.
And I can't
I didn't realize that until I was reading, you could probably Vice column from earlier this morning, or it might have been a different one. He has a series of videos on YouTube, apparently, about how to live a better life. It's so inspiring.
Does any of that advice, include having hundreds of millions of dollars at your disposal?
I don't think he addressed it. I think he talks in his life videos about it's not how much money you have.
Of course it isn't.
It's not about how much wealth you have. It's how you approach life. And there is I will give him a little credit. There is a great truth to that. I can think of a whole bunch of people who are very, very wealthy who don't seem terribly happy.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people I know who are on the side of broke or just not being wealthy who are very happy.
It makes a difference. I guess if you're very, very wealthy, it just means you get to be miserable in really nice surroundings.
Exactly.
Kind of that way. But, we wanted to talk a little bit about the exchange between Tim Baldwin and Eric Covey. On Friday, this kind of jumped out at me because, of course, farmers are very big and important part of Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
It's a big voting block here. Of times about the farm bill, which continues to languish and get pushed and pushed and pushed. The farm bill came up on Friday night during this debate. Calvin, let's play clip number one.
Just once I want to hear you tell me
I'm not an expert on the farm bill because I'm not in the U.S. Senate at this point in time. So
elitist word. It seems so.
At the very least, it sounds incredibly condescending. I mean, I don't know. I feel like there's no one's asking you to be an expert.
Haven't you read it?
You can read it, talk to farmers, sit down.
That would be an idea.
I mean, did you talk to the Farmers Union who just endorsed Tammy Baldwin when you sought their endorsement? I mean, there are ways of educating yourself. I'm not asking for a PhD level discussion, but at least come to us with some knowledge.
I would imagine, Fred, that if you went to the Wisconsin Farm Bureau website,
I'm gonna wear what I want.
There might be information there.
I don't need no man.
Gonna drink this notion that, I'm not in the Senate, that's smacks of Donald Trump at the debate when he said, I can't tell you what my plan on being president. I have concepts.
That's one of my favorite clips. Let's play some why would I go to a job and look at the company and what my two-step and I would pass back and I know I have a job.
Also,
I come in everything. Come buy me a drink. Boy, what's your plan? All my girls with me.
Well, that's just
going
to show
one
again.
Well, baby, this is your last chance. You've been watching since the moment we walked in.
and he doesn't offer
WRCE.
Using ours has been making
it is time for WRCO 75th anniversary flashback.
Now using our fresh
1957.
Rocks, our flash frozen, and vacuum
Native
back,
son
so
Frank Lloyd Wright joined WRCO on
your freezer. And
domestically,
no
Mr.
Package,
Wright, are you any buildings in progress here in the United States?
Additive-free, you will find
more now
enjoy
than
some
I had all
with
enough
our
time
great
to
products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute.
Almost
all right,
all
there's
buildings
been
you could
some
think
chatter
of,
yeah. about the economy and how it's
Did
getting
Did you start
a little
your fellowship in 32, wasn't
Gasoline
it? 1932.
Just started to dip below $3
Mrs. Wright
a gallon
and I
in
decided
much of
because
West,
we had no
it's
work.
Just over $3 in
much to do that
and its
we would
cost is nearing
make
a 3-year
as well as
low nationally. Grocery prices
and the
that were
experiment
spiking during
turned
the pandemic
out very
are not climbing
successfully.
In the same way. Finally,
and they come to us from all
mortgage
over the world.
Rates are down.
This WRCO History Flashback is sponsored by longtime sponsors Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's
Ace. And that recent Fed rate cut.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road.
Just follow the signs.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman. If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. Smart Knee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first Smart Knees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin, is something we're really proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The Smart Knee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
I'd love to hear your suggestions, but you always send them to James Says, J-A-M-E-S-A-1-S, James Says, at cityindiana.us. Coming up at 10:33, Retired Major General Chris Cameron is going to join us. He's with National Security Leaders for America.
Don't think for a minute.
He's one of almost 1,000 former military members, ambassadors, other people who have worked in the government. We're very concerned about the ramifications of this future. So I suggest should be a very interesting conversation, especially considering some of the comments that don't make it on the weekends. How about the enemies of the casuals? Who our enemies are? Because he doesn't seem to
be North Korea or the Russian government. Father put his arms around the sun.
Apparently it's just us.
Just us who disagree.
Right now, though, we are talking about California life coach Eric Puffey's
leave me, I've been
on Friday nights, we had against a USN at the end of the ball and Daniel Weiss in today's Milwaukee Journal segment has been hard to love. Headline reads, Eric Duffy joined California-based firm to buy Swanky, 189-acre resort in Costa Rica.
It's all there in the
we've already heard about Duffy's $7 million mansion in the Midwest, California. He has a nice little shack in Washington, D.C.
Don't think for a minute he was weak.
More expensive than Tim
Baldwin. In the end, he showed them he was anything but afraid. They hammered him to a cross. But he was tougher than they.
December 2022, Eric Hufde's company, Hufde Properties, joined with a California-based company to buy a 189-acre jungle lodge in Costa Rica. The four-star oceanfront property has a main lodge, 14 villas, a three-bedroom beach house, a restaurant, two bars, the beach club, and three swimming pools. You can stay. It's really so reasonable. $850 a night. One night.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, come
yeah,
on.
That's it. January 6th through the 12th of this year, if you wanted to go for their New Year Reset Retreat. $5,000 for a single private room.
You taught me easy loving.
You get daily yoga, a snorkeling, tour, kayaking, waterfall hiking excursions.
You caught me in
and I'm asking for a friend. Is it okay if I show up on January the 7th? I might need to be somewhere on January the 6th next year. Just putting it out there. Yeah.
My passion.
There's a party out here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go. The reviews last year were not good. The reviews from a couple years ago were not good. Now he's, Eric Hovde is what, carrying around utility bills?
Yeah, so like the company, he pulled out the utility, because he's so sensitive about this thing about not being responsible, because he doesn't. He lives in California.
They have a house in Madison that they bought in 2012 when he ran last time and lost.
Yeah, his main home is in California. That's where he spent the most money. You can't give it to me, otherwise he lives in Wisconsin.
No.
He has residency in Wisconsin. That's the thing is, if he just came up and was like, yes, I have a property in D.C., split my time between all of them. Just be honest, you'd be fine. But this weirdo decides to pull out a utility bill.
I should be with her.
Which, if he owns the house in 2012, he still has it now. Of course there's utility bills. Of course he's still. That's not shocking. What was the thing was he said, I challenged Tammy Baldwin to provide 10 years of utility bills for her in Wisconsin. Well, if she has a place in Wisconsin, that's not something you can really question.
This
whether you live here or not,
you have a utility bill. If you own property in Wisconsin, you will have a utility bill.
So,
unless you have no electricity.
Yeah, once again, not the gotcha. He thinks it's a
here's his quote. I'm supposedly a jerk from California. Before showing from his pocket a document that said he says a utility bill for his Madison home.
Yeah.
And challenged Tammy Baldwin to produce 10 years of utility bills to prove where she lives.
This is all. This all proves the fact that Eric Hovde wants to stick to the distraction where he lives. Well, providing no plan, no solutions, no bipartisan. He thinks he's modern because he believes in certain exceptions for abortion care. Nothing for what he is not Wisconsin. He's not Wisconsin. What he's doing is just proving that if he goes to Washington, he will do nothing but vote on Trump's side.
Yes.
There's a place and a place at all. You can't find it on the map. Don't know what it's called.
No,
you clear it out. You can see stars and days and watch the sun cool up from a drop tailgate. Take a ride to the hilltop. On Friday night, ain't nothing but a whole lot of fireflies flying like golden diamonds. Man in the moon got the whole world shining. Hey, pretty girl, I wanna take you there.
Okay, thanks.
Way
so many things I wish
you
not
away.
News is coming up next. And then we'll be returning to Keith Stanley from the Metro Center. And we'll be here still close. You're listening to Man Here, I'm Here.
Yeah, bring a little country air. Ever heard the sound of the woods when there's nobody else around? Listen to the wind blow, honeysuckle honey. Get a little backwoods truck bed running. Write her names in a pine tree. Who knows now, maybe this could be the start of something more. Hey, pretty girl, I want to take you there. Way on out to the middle of nowhere.
U.S. intelligence documents got posted on the internet to detail equipment and munitions Israel might use in order to launch a retaliatory strike on Iran. Republican Liz Cheney in Wisconsin, Michigan, and in the battleground states with a number within the margins of error. When was the last time you got rain where you are? Federal planetary scientists say 3/4 of the U.S. is abnormally dry, with nearly half officially in drought. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man accused with the brutal sexual assault of a UW-Madison student back in 2023 is pleading guilty. 27-year-old Brandon Thompson was charged with first-degree sexual assault, first-degree reckless injury, and strangulation for the attack. While the victim survived, she suffered traumatic brain injury and a broken jaw. Thompson will be sentenced in February. Suicide trends in Wisconsin are troubling. Brittany Merlot reports on numbers from the Department of Health Services.
Shine a little heaven on a stranger with no dream.
As of 2022, there are more than 50% of suicides in the state to do with human relationship issues, physical health problems, and older men in rural areas are at the highest risk. They also found that almost 60% of adult suicides in the state are trends. I'm Brittany Merlot.
That's what you need to know. Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Radio for you and your community is Civic Media's mission, with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. How do you wash the bad taste out of your mouth called the Joker Bully of Blue? You release a new single. That is according to Gaga. Gaga says, according to Variety, that she will release the song Disease on October 25th. It will be her first single off her seventh studio album. Gaga surprised fans by releasing an album called Harlequin last month on the heels of the release of the Joker sequel, which was panned by critics. Onward and upward. Rick and Morty fans will rejoice when they hear that the show has been renewed for seasons 11 and 12, which is crazy because season 8 hasn't even dropped yet. The word comes from New York Comic Con by the show's executive producers Dan Harmon and Scott Martin. Harmon was born and raised in Milwaukee. Season 8 doesn't actually premiere until 2025, which means the show will be on at least through 2029. For more show biz fun, tune in to Nightlife with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
Meteorologists Rod and Rice, partly to mostly cloudy in the overnight with south winds. Temperatures in the lower 50s at daybreak. On Tuesday, just a couple of showers, especially the first half of the day. Clouds giving way to some clearing. High temperatures will warm to the middle 70s. It's 57 at our studios.
The Dom Salvia Show.
That was my great state of Michigan. My first state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities. For small business moving in, there's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes as dads, I think we put too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves of not being able to, you know, we're the providers. We also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Throughout the way, you got to pray for yourself, as well as for anybody else, but never for yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my dreams.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ingram.
On the next show, my Tuesday co-host Sandy Williams will be here to catch up on all politics we missed over the weekend. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, Sweet Gal B, coming to you from our new home, Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Just a reminder, Wisconsin is a same-day registration state. So if you missed the deadline to register online or by mail, that happened last week. you can still register in person on Election Day. You have to bring a proper ID. Go to myvote.wy.gov. Myvote.wy.gov. That will tell you everything you need to know as far as what you have to bring if you have not yet registered the general election 15 days away. November 5th, Tuesday, November 5th. Make a plan to be a voter in every election. Everybody who's anybody is a voter. Be cool. Voters are very cool. Speaking of cool, we're very excited to have our next guest joining us. He is a retired Major General. Cliff Stanley is here. Good morning, sir. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm so happy to be here with you.
You are a member of National Security Leaders for America, and we have had a number of their members on over the last few months. Cliff, can you tell us why it is important for you to be part of this group and why you're doing things like joining us here today?
I can't think of anything more important. To be frank with you, my wife is literally in the middle of this morning. I said, I'm says it, but this is actually unbelievably foundational for not only our nation, but everything that I stood for. 33 years of service.
They really do see Donald Trump as an existential threat to our democracy.
Yeah. The world yes, let me just put it like this. He wouldn't have qualified to be one of my people.
Okay, we're going to play a couple clips because Donald Trump was on with Howard Kurtz from Fox yesterday, and he made several statements that may be of particular interest to you. Calvin, let's play clip number one, Donald Trump talking about
generals, in my opinion. I was asking them advice. I didn't agree with the advice. Look at the advice that Milley gave to Biden in Afghanistan. Move the soldiers out first. Now you have to move the soldiers out last. I don't respect them as soldiers. I never did. I fired them both.
That was Donald Trump yesterday talking to Howard Kurtz on Fox. Lee Stanley, you're a retired Major General. When you hear like that, what goes through your mind?
First of all, I know that I'm so
this feeling follows me wherever
I also know
go.
General Milley, because as the Undersecretary of Defense, I work with him.
Even
controversy that shouldn't surround that word, but he uses it as a pejorative on those men. And it's the first time I've ever heard anyone refer to military as war. And I thought, is this something that even works with people now when they hear that? Do they, when, can you call those two gentlemen woke and it's quote unquote sticks? They're military. They don't, their job isn't to care about what's going on outside of their realm and to take care of the country and to say they're woke. It means nothing to me. It means nothing.
I'm a back row sinner at a tent revival.
One active duty.
She believes in me like she believes
her. It wasn't even a part of the lexicon. It was not a part of what,
like Jesus
what you do. And because you are evaluating your
I'm a lead foot leaning on a souped up shit.
Superiors and subordinates.
I'm a good old boy drinking whiskey and rye home.
You're having a 360.
Oh, yeah. But she carries me when my sins make me
so woke. That wasn't
loves
even
me
the
like Jesus.
All
the crazy in my dreams. Hold my boy.
Yeah, that's every single piece of everything. Now, this just applies, the term woke applies to anything to that they
she
don't
knows
like.
Yeah. The
branch. It's just a blanket term. She's joining us. Our guest is retired Major General Cliff Stanley. He is a member of National
Devil
Security
Man,
Leaders
no,
for America. Cliff, I wanted to play another clip for you from Donald Trump's discussion with Howard Kurtz on Fox News. Calvin, let's play clip number two, Donald Trump talking about the enemy with him.
I always thought she'd give up on me. Wash your hands, leave me staring down someone. But I thank God each night twice on the sun. She loves me like Jesus does.
About Democrats and people who disagree with him.
Yes, she knows the man I am. She forgives me when I came. That devil man, he don't stand a chance.
But the last thing I would want to know is
she loves me like Jesus.
A bunch of sycophants, people who agree with everything. In fact, I'm in trouble. People, everyone agreeing with everything. I'm looking
I'm
for
a long gone
someone
waiting song.
I mean, you want that around you. If you're a good leader, you don't want to be surrounded by a whole bunch of people that agree with you all the time. You actually want to hear some different ones. Synthesizing. That's what leadership is all about.
I hope it hurts.
I do executive coaching worldwide. This is an issue.
I hope you're
worldwide.
Thinking now that girl was the best you ever had. I hope you're drunk and it don't hit. You spent the last few months feeling sorry for yourself. Guys like you don't get second chances. And girls like her ain't meant for loving and letting go. I had to break it to
you.
She's moving on like you thought she never would.
Isn't that how you make the best informed decisions? Is by having information from all
she's been picking up the pieces, putting you on the shelf. Ain't thinking about your goodbye, cause somebody else. She's kissing her, holding her, loving her like we couldn't do. So if you're missing her, she ain't missing you. She ain't missing you.
Right, right.
These guys, I'm with you.
I hope her number's still in your phone. Yeah, I hope you try to call her late at night when you're alone. She don't answer, cause she's with me.
And I can't think of a more dangerous position
you know
for
I mean,
a member of the military to not have all the information, even if it's coming from someone who is disputing your sweetheart.
That sounds like a disaster in like the
she's been picking up your pieces, putting you on the shelf. And you're thinking about your goodbye, cause somebody else is kissing her, holding her, loving her like you couldn't do. So if you're missing her, if she ain't missing you, she don't wanna make her, she ain't hanging on, she don't even bring your name.
I think the thing you brought to sir, is the term sycophants, which is what will happen. If Donald Trump wins, it is Project 2025. And if it's Project 2025, it will be sycophants, yes men, and neophytes who will follow him to the end of the earth until everything is correct to you, everything you say is right. And if you don't, you're gone. You're not good enough. And it might be firing, it may be worse. And it's not a matter of hyperbole. They've made it very clear that there will be punishments for those who disagree.
Essentially say that it was either Milley or Mathis, that he wants them publicly executed.
The Medicare annual enrollment period has begun. By now, you should have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be overwhelming to understand all the upcoming changes on your own. But don't worry. Local licensed agents Robin McCauley and John Johnson are here to help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers in our area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment today. That's Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067.
Oh, my goodness, sir.
It is time for WRCO History Moment.
To me, that is the mark of a good leader. Absolutely. We're going to continue this conversation. We will be back in just a moment. Retired Major General Cliff Stanley is our guest from National Security Leaders for America. Don't go away.
President Dwight D.
You're listening to Matt
Maher
on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
After half a century in the service of our country, I shall lay down the responsibilities of office as, in traditional and solemn ceremony, the authority of the presidency is vested in my successor.
In his State of the Union message, newly inaugurated President Kennedy gave a hint of the ill-fated Cuban invasion, which was to follow shortly.
I speak today in an hour of national peril and national opportunity. Before my term has ended, we shall have to test anew whether a nation organized and governed such as ours can endure.
This look back at 75 years of news broadcasts on WRCO
this
is sponsored
is
by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace.
Nightlight with
it's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout Southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages
on your local Civic Media Radio station
for details. Why Connect Wireless?
Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide. It is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
A great Philadelphia lawyer.
Civic Media
was in love
and
with
on
a Hollywood maid.
What I know about courage, I learned
come
from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Down
mom,
where
we are so high
are
up.
Bright.
Hold my hand.
No, I'll win you a divorce from your husband. And we
learn
can
about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward.
While
visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
Cowboy.
This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the
Jim
U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180.
He's
really the definition of like, why he loves about it.
Left
through all the fatherhoods first, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Tune in for a Civic Media special broadcast.
From
making your vote count 2024.
Our founders placed us.
He dreamed
off his Hollywood sweetheart.
Tune in for this Civic Media special Tuesday, her October 22nd at 6 lasting
p.m. As gold. You're listening to News from the Center.
As he grew near,
you're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
A shadow he saw on the shade. 'Twas the great Philadelphia lawyer making love to build Hollywood May.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bob, Board, coming to you live from her new home
and
at
the moon hanging high over
Wisconsin.
Head.
You can always join us. You can call. You can
build
text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842.
You can hear
or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream by Facebook, YouTube. And what used to be Twitter, honored to be joined by retired Major General Cliff Stanley, is here. He is with National Security Leaders for America.
So rare and divine.
Cliff, right before we went to break, you said something that I think
come
is
go
so important.
With me to
there's nothing
the city
wrong admitting that you don't
and leave
know
this wild cowboy
that's
behind.
That's just a basic, right?
Not
and if we know anything about Donald Trump, it's that he is never wrong. And he never takes responsibility for anything. Which
there's
is just the antithesis of the military.
Lawyer.
It's it's impossible to know at all.
Tonight.
And there's so many things to know. And even when you're briefed, there's a piece that you miss. And that's the other part of recognizing having the right people around you to make up for your gaps. We have our strengths. We have our weaknesses. I know of no one, I've served with no one, who had all of it together. They had to have themselves surrounded by people who had different gifts. And with those different gifts, you tap into them, and it makes that team work like clockwork, like precision. That's the leadership that you should have, that you should be looking for.
I mean, when you said that, it was like, I don't know. I was wrong. I take responsibility. And I don't want to throw this so deep into politics.
Someday I'm going to be famous.
It feels like it is something that will get you
I have talent,
ostracized, kicked out, and banned from GOP now.
These
days, like,
don't
you should
really
be able to have healthy
it
disagreements within your party. God knows
thanks
the Democrats can do that at great lengths. But, I mean, it's now to the point where asking a politician is sitting
can't
in the
wait
public,
to sue my
in the Senate, or anywhere, like from the state or local, are you going to accept the results of the 2020 election? They won't answer it. Because they can't. And that is a body bomb. Because they just do not disagree with each other. And there can be no dissent. And when there's no dissent, what do you think?
It's even more mind-boggling to me. You may not know this, but I am an ordained reverend.
Oh.
So it's actually anti-federal.
Like it.
I'm not sure how they're protected, but you can't come to those kind of conclusions and understand what the word is actually saying. Especially, it looks in John 12:42-43, talking about people being afraid of being
caught out of the center.
But that applies to what we're talking about right now.
Things don't go my way.
You don't even belong.
I'll get community service. No matter which law I break. I'll make the supermarket tabloids.
Actually say what you
they'll write some small stuff.
Think about what that was like
but
just in your job.
Run my
now imagine
down
that on the global scale as President of the United States. No one can tell him he's not wearing any clothes. And that's exceptionally dangerous. It's so
no
dangerous.
What
in the about 3 minutes that we have left here, we wanted to talk about Project 25. A little bit more about replacing all of these is fealty to Donald Trump. That would have drastic ramifications.
I've now gotten multiple tours.
Let's hitch up the wagons and head out.
There is bureaucracy. This is all.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, that bureaucracy is
we'll
a five-year-old.
Jackass millionaires. Hey, Hollywood. Here we come.
But at the same time, federal system of government.
No matter what you do, people think you're cool. Just because you're on TV.
I don't know it. Now this is the thing. That's what you were thinking about.
Yes,
all those checks and balances will essentially be gone because he's going to surround himself with loyalists and yes men.
Yep.
Yes. You're so right.
Which is why we are going to keep hammering until that.
15 days. We got 15 days.
Make a plan. Get out and vote. Early voting starts tomorrow in Wisconsin. Make a plan. Take a friend. And you can register the day of.
You can still phone bank. You can still knock on doors. There are things that you can do in the next 15 days. Don't give up hope. We really, really appreciate your time, sir. Retired Major General Cliff Stanley has been our guest with National Security Leaders for America. Thank you so very, very much. And thank you for your service.
Thank you so much.
All right, stay with us. News is coming up next. When we return, he is Mr. Global. You will find him on all the socials. Matt Randolph will be here to talk oil and gas and, I think, a little politics. That's all coming up on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend.
News from the center, WRCE.
You're my
Maggie Dawn.
Get out your note paper and your pens and pencils, folks. I'm dropping all the voting tips and detailed logistics that you need to ensure that your vote counts this November 5th. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2
you're
till 4.
My
News
Affairs
has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now using our fresh brats are flash frozen in a vacuum pack so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Using our fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you'll find. Enjoy some this summer with our other great link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD, Richmond Center. And always on the Civic Media app. Day.